Tense relations between China and the U.S. are trickling down into agriculture and more scrutiny into who owns farmland. It became a hot topic in part after the U.S. Air Force determined that our proposed corn mill in North Dakota would be a significant national security threat. Now there are proposals restricting foreign ownership of farmland making their way through Congress and many state legislatures. Harvest Public Media's Eva Tesfai reports.
Fufang USA, a subsidiary of a Chinese company, purchased land near Grand Forks, North Dakota, close to a U.S. Air Force base. North Dakota's two U.S. senators asked for the Air Force to weigh in, and shortly after, the city council voted to stop the project. Senator Kevin Cramer says it was a clear move, given current U.S.-China relations.
You know, just within hours or days of the Air Force letter arriving, China had a spy balloon 65,000 feet above Montana.
That spy balloon got a lot of attention.
A large Chinese spy balloon spotted over the United States.
That first Chinese spy balloon was seen flying over parts of the Kansas City area today.
Chinese spy balloon over American airspace.
That spy balloon and the eventual rejection of the corn mill shined a spotlight on Chinese ownership of American farmland. Senator Cramer, a Republican, is now co-sponsoring two federal bills. Both would limit foreign ownership by giving the U.S. Department of Agriculture more input into potential land purchases. He says it's a big issue for Republicans and Democrats.
There's such an overwhelming concern about China's role in America and their intentions that we will get something passed in a strong bipartisan and bicameral way.
According to USDA data, foreign holdings of U.S. farmland increased by an average of about 2 million acres a year from 2015 to 2021. But the data also shows that China owns less than 1% of foreign-owned land, although experts say there are issues with how that data is collected. It's not just federal lawmakers who want to crack down. There have been a flurry of bills in state legislatures, including most Midwestern states.
There's so many proposals. It's insane.
Micah Brown is a staff attorney at the National Agricultural Law Center and has been keeping track of the laws and bills in each state. He says that it's an issue that has come up time and time again since colonization, and the U.S. has hit another political flashpoint now.
Especially in 2023 with all these proposals, the proponents of these bills, the lawmakers that are proposing these bills are really saying the reason is national security.
Some states are even reversing course. Just 10 years ago, Missouri moved to allow up to 1% foreign ownership of its farmland. That was just ahead of a Chinese company buying out Smithfield Foods, a large pork producer and food processing company. Bill Igel, a Missouri state senator, is sponsoring one of the 16 bills moving to restrict foreign ownership again. The Republican says food security is the main issue.
I don't want China to own our ground. I honestly don't want European countries to be able to buy our ground because that's American ground that is feeding our population and we need to maintain that sovereignty.
Keeping land in the hands of U.S. farmers is a major problem, according to Francine Miller, an attorney at Vermont Law and Graduate School. But she says the national attention on Chinese ownership of agricultural land is taking away from the fact that investors in general are driving up farmland prices.
The focus on this issue obscures the issues that many of us are trying to work on improving land access for beginning and people of color, farmers, and people who've been denied access to land in America.
The current geopolitical situation, including the war in Ukraine and relationships with China and Russia, is putting a spotlight on foreign influence over U.S. resources. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Eva Tesfai.